final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Let's head over to the campus of Vanderbilt, West End. Let's talk to their head coach. He should be smiling from ear to ear. What a Saturday night for the Commodores. 24-21 victory over Colorado State, and their head coach now joins us. Clark, how you doing? Congratulations on your first win as a head coach of Vanderbilt.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks so much. It was an exciting night. And just as everything in the season, we have to shift quickly to what's next. So we enjoyed it on Saturday and met about it yesterday, and now we're on to Stanford.
It's easy getting wins in college football, isn't it? That was just an easy one, huh? In all seriousness, what was it like? What was going through your head and your team's head at that point after everything we had talked about last week, everything that happened in week one, and you find yourselves in a 14-0 hole?
Well, I don't know, and for us, that it could have happened any differently. We needed that adversity, like, because the whole message in the week was, you know, we have to find the fighting spirit. We can't let the scoreboard dictate to us what our effort level is. And truthfully, to be fair to these players, I mean, they have shown up with energy and enthusiasm and spirit every day. They filled a lot of long workouts in the summer and in the weight room, and it's not like we're blaring music down there. I mean, they're making their own noise. They have it in them. It just, you know, the first game, what we learned was there's a psychological hurdle to, you know, battling the adversity the scoreboard reflects. And so we messaged that all week. They took ownership over it. And again, for us in our evolution, you know, I'd like to start faster as a program. I'd like to play dominant football for four quarters, but I think it was an important moment for us, and it revealed the idea that we can get through adversity together, that we don't ever pull punches, that we bring the full force of Vanderbilt football no matter what the scoreboard indicates, and you know, and good things will happen.
Yeah, it must have been satisfying to you and your staff, because you're always trying to figure out if the buy-in is there, right? And that's exactly what you said to us. You're right. Everything you had laid out to your team, you told us last week, and it was about the fight. It was about, you know, just all the stuff that you laid out there. And sure enough, you lose a game like that in week one, and nobody believes you anymore. Everybody's counted you out, and then you go out there. You're a touchdown underdog, and you're down 14-0, and sure enough, there is a buy-in, because they started chipping away, and the next thing you know, you come away with a victory, 24-21. So I guess for you and your staff, it must be satisfying knowing that, I guess, the kids are listening.
Yeah, and we this is a relationship-driven business, and so we work hard on the relationships in the building, and I think it's a learning process too, and so you kind of learn the need of the team, and you fill the need with the message, and you know, that's what we did. I mean, I think one of the challenges that any program has, but I think particularly for us, is, and I've spoken about this even up until the day I took the job, is how do we insulate ourselves from outside opinion? And that's not to say that we don't understand that, you know, how our performance is measured, and we you know, we want to put on a good show, and we want people to get excited about what they're watching on the field. But at the same time, you know, we can't pull our confidence from results. That's just not a healthy way to build a program. There has to be a process-driven approach. There has to be intentional preparation that fuels the confidence. And, you know, what we saw on Saturday were signs of progress in our fighting spirit, in our you know, four-quarter competitive mindset. That regardless of how the game turned out on Saturday, that we learn from, and we look to replicate, and then we look to add in elements of, hey, can we start fast? Can we be a little more detailed early in our execution? You know, can we balance energy with focus so that we have, you know, we're in our optimal zone for our optimal performance against Stanford?
Coach, for years we worked with Derek Mason, not the guy you replaced, but the longtime NFL receiver, Derek Mason. And he used to tell us all the time about receivers and having dog in them. Boy, Chris Pierce has dog in him. Man, he had some huge catches in that game.
Yeah, it's funny. I recruited Chris when I was at Wake Forest, and I was recruiting him to play linebacker, I thought he would be an incredible linebacker. But I think that's the reason I lost out on him there, because he wanted to catch the ball, and I'm actually glad he made that decision, because he can be a difference maker for us. He was on Saturday. Physically, he's imposing. You know, he can help spring some runs in the run game too with his blocking. But what a challenge for anyone to cover him one on one on the sideline. And as you know, as Ken gets comfortable, as the chemistry develops, I only see that relationship strengthening over the year, which is an exciting call for us.
Does anybody say anything to your kicker in that spot? Any words of encouragement, or you just let it be? How does that work?
We total confidence. I mean, I was already with Jesse processing through what the 2-minute drive was going to be like, knowing that the kick was going through. So Joe's been consistent, you know, all camp and early in the season. Obviously, hit a big one against East Tennessee State that started the scoring in that game. Unfortunately, we weren't able to support it with any other points, but he Joe's a winner, and we had full confidence in him, and I don't think anyone needed to say much, but we certainly celebrated with him afterwards.
We're talking to Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee, coming off of the win against Colorado State on Saturday. They've got Stanford coming in this weekend. Coach, just on a side note, some really interesting, when you get a story nationally, like it was in the Washington Post, I think USA Today did something too, a really unique thing. You know, it's funny how sometimes a national story gets your attention. I hadn't really heard this locally here, but tell us about Tommy Smith. It's a really cool thing. The 32-year-old ex-military man who decided he had 1 year left of eligibility. He comes back. He's made your roster as a tight end. And what value you think he has to your squad?
Well, Tommy's, I mean, gosh, where do you start? First of all, he's closer in age to me than he is to most of the players in the locker room. But with that said, I mean, he's, you know, and obviously with his military background, he's an unbelievable connector, and he's an unbelievable leader. And the you know, he spoke to our team on Friday before we left to go to Colorado State, and he just shared, you know, what September 11th meant to him, and shared a little bit about his experience in his service, and it was remarkable. And the players just really connect with him and respect him and love him. And so he adds an element of experience, some perspective for them. You know, he also played at Notre Dame. That's where he started, and so he's got the vantage point of what that program is like, and the elements of that program that you know, we've introduced here, you know, he can give perspective to as well. So it's just it's a really great relationship, and he is a, you know, a great contributor to that locker room, and obviously helps us in our service teams through the week in practice, and we're fortunate to have him.
When he reached out to you, and it came to your desk, hey, you know, what do you think of bringing this guy on? Where did you think it could go? Or how much did you have to learn about him before you said, you know what, this will be good. This will be good for him. This will be good for our team.
It really, I mean, it was almost immediate, because, you know, someone who has the military experience, I know he's in great shape. I know he has mental toughness. You know, someone who's crazy enough to want to play, you know, college football at his age. I kind of like that mentality too. You know, he's a husband and a father. So he's got plenty to do, and yet he loves the game of football and wants to be a part of it, and loves the brotherhood, the tribe that's built. And, you know, that feeling of that sense of belonging comes through in Tommy's interaction every single day. And so for me, you know, kind of knowing all that about him as we started to talk about it, I was excited at the possibility. And once I met him and listened to this guy, you know, as the world gets to know him, I mean, he's going to be just wildly successful. He's everything that you'd want in a leader, whether that's in a football setting or in a business setting. He's fantastic. So once I met him, I was like, well, we have to have this guy, because he's a winner, and he's going to help us build the foundation of this program, and he has. And so, again, we're fortunate to have him. And, you know, I learned from him and his experience as well, and honor his service and sacrifice.
A lot of people have asked you, about just weathering the storm in the first part of the game where you had the rough week the first week and now you're in a big hole again. But I thought it was equally impressive for a team that hadn't won in a while. In the sort of the chess match that it became in the fourth quarter, you're protecting a lead. They break through and tie the game, but you guys show a lot of poise to hang in there and get the ball down the field, manage the clock well, get in position, make the field goal. We've certainly seen plenty of times where a team that hasn't had success doesn't execute very well in those situations. You had to be pretty excited about how your guys reacted in that situation.
You know, it was I was excited for you know, the moment. I was energized. So much of what we have talked about was manifested in that game. It's a one possession game in the fourth quarter. You know, we felt like we were the better mentally and physically conditioned team in that game. And I think for our play in an altitude game where that was a lot of, you know, what people wanted to talk about, how are you going to handle the altitude? I felt like we were able to impose our will late. I was disappointed, and I think there was great learning in the touchdown that we gave up to tie the game, because, you know, we have to have the answers on the call sheet and the execution in the moment to take away the best player on the field for the offense. I think it's a great learning moment for us moving forward, both as coaches and as players. But then to get back, I mean, it's hard to explain the confidence that I had in that last drive and just the awareness that we were going to win the game. It was going to happen because this is what we prepared for. And so much of the challenge is, you can be so sound in your preparation and the way you're set up, your way you're structured, your systems. We have a great strength program with Brandon Horgan, who has built, you know, a conditioning level work capacity into this roster that's going to allow us to separate in those moments. How do you get past the static, the mental static, the psychological barriers that exist when you're learning how to win? And so certainly, in the moment, rather than to press, rather than to feel like, even a sense of despair when they tied the game, there was just a level of attack where I knew we were taking that preparation to performance, that we were gonna do what we set out to do, and that's finish the game off. And so that was rewarding. I still think, in the infancy of this program, you know, we still have a delicate ecosystem here. We have to really zero out, stay centered. The goal of the season wasn't to beat Colorado State. The goal of the season is to continue to improve and to, put that fighting spirit forward every time we play. And so I'm anxious to get back out there at practice today. We need to have a better early week of practice than we did last week. That's something we talked about as we were experiencing it. It was disappointing to see the bounce back last Tuesday. So let's bounce back today and be a team that has a chip on their shoulder ready to prove themselves all over again.
There was a big opportunity for anybody, really, to step in there and be the tailback. Ramon Davis transfers in. He probably saw that opportunity. How did you like his progress from week one to week two?
He ran the ball well. He's so steady in pass protection, too. The thing I like about Ray's game is he's a student of the game. He's smart, and he anticipates well. He does little things that sometimes go unnoticed that spring big plays. And particularly on Saturday, I thought running the ball, it felt like, you know, he was, even when the run wasn't there, he was able to scratch out 3-4 yards, keep us on schedule. Those are things. Eventually, as we get, you know, our systems and the execution, the detail in the execution, and we really get this thing rhythmic, you're going to see those runs break, because he's talented enough to pull the trigger in a cut and go the distance. Right now, he's getting a lot of gritty yards, and he's doing a great job with that. And like I said, he's doing a great job in pass protection. And so as we keep syncing up as an offense, I expect to see him, breaking some big runs.
We're talking to Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee here on Darren Donick and Chase. And you have an opportunity now with three straight home games, starting with Stanford this Saturday. And I know that has to mean a lot to you, as you've talked about stripping this down from the very core to rebuild it. I mean, it starts with the fan base too and their support. So what's your message to Commodore Nation as you now have three straight at home to try and get that place packed to help support these kids?
Well, obviously, an imposing crowd helps, you know, and we're excited to be back in our home stadium because we did not play well in it last time. And we understand that's our responsibility, too, to engage our fans at a level of competing and bringing that fighting spirit. We're going to practice all week in our stadium this week for the purpose of making a statement. And we're going to do some teaching and learning around that, too. But to the fans, I mean, this is a work in progress, but, you know, we have a team that's evolving and growing right before your eyes. You know, it's going to be a beautiful night on Saturday night against a good Pac-12 opponent. I think it's been a long time since we had a team from the Pac-12 here, certainly, or competed against a team in the Pac-12. So that's an exciting element. And we have a hungry team that's coming off a nice result, but that's ready to prove itself all over again. So I think anyone that bleeds black and gold and is pulling for this football program will be excited to be in that stadium on Saturday night and cheer us on.
We've talked about you're still learning your guys and they're learning you, and it's still a, you know, even though you're out doing work and trying to improve, it's still a little bit of a getting to know you with all of this, with your quarterback, with Ken Seals. You know, we saw him last year and saw a lot of positives that you can build on. What are maybe some things that you've learned in the short term that you know, you see that go, okay, yeah, I mean, I can tell that this guy's growing from week to week, from day to day, practice to practice?
Well, he's tough. He's tough because he bounced back from a rough outing against East Tennessee State and started in a rough manner for our offense, on Saturday. And but he's tough and he's determined. He has confidence in himself, and he really gutted through that game. I mean, I thought he made some good throws. He found the one-on-one matchups. He obviously the 2-minute score at the half was huge, where he threw a rope to Chris Pierce and allowed him to make a play. The play before that, he had hit Devin Body, and Devin just wasn't able to hang on to it on a vertical throw too. So a lot of toughness there, a lot of resilience. I think so much room for improvement, which is what's exciting. I'm really anxious to see the quarterback receiver chemistry improve. We missed on a couple of third down option routes to Cam Johnson into third quarter, start of fourth quarter, that would have extended drives. Had we been able to get to a 2-possession game against Colorado State, I think we would have had a chance to separate. And getting in sync, getting in rhythm, finding a deeper level of production and performance for him. But at the end of the day, with the game on the line, he's pulling the ball and ducking it vertical to get a first down, takes a targeting shot on that play to set up the game-winning field goal. And I think that's indicative of a guy that you want leading your team.
Coach, really appreciate the visit as always. Congratulations on that win. Best of luck Saturday against Stanford. We will talk to you next week. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you guys so much. Good to be with you, and we'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. That is Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee. Big win over Colorado State to even up their record to 1-1. They win 24-21. I was thankful that they played that late game. It was great. I stayed up and watched it. I was watching them. I was watching BYU, Utah. Some fun college football late on a Saturday night. But they will be at home against Stanford. So another big one after Stanford came off a win over USC that we already talked about, that got Clay Helton fired yesterday after our show. So Stanford will be coming off a big win at USC, and they will keep on the road and come all the way across the country to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt. That will be a good one. We'll talk about all that and more with Mitch Light on the other side as you listen to Darren Donica Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.